back again to see you next Tuesday, Society. We changed it from club. That didn't quite work, did it, really? See you next Tuesday, club. But no, we're the Society. And we sound a lot posher because of that. And, you know, that may be something we need to work on. Say, for example, if we wanted to be a director at Arsenal, so I'm not saying that's a prize job at the moment, but just say, I think we need to sort
that's
our acting.
Teaching mate at the minute.
Yeah, I think yeah, that's a better bet, really. That's a better bet. So it's been quite a lot of things happening, as in, well, same as usual. Defeats seem to be.
We had two games, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had Southampton and obviously Everton.
Yeah.
Where to begin, really? Southampton, I think, you know, we played better.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, we weren't outstanding, but we played better. But, you know, again, a silly red card.
Yeah.
You know, from a player that's played well this season, you know, Gabriel, he's played well, hasn't he?
Yeah,
it was just brain dead, wasn't it? You know, if you'd seen David Luiz do it, you wouldn't have been surprised. But you know, he is young; he's going to make mistakes, and I think not much is going our way at the minute. And after we conceded, after we got that man sent off, then it was never. I couldn't really see us breaking them down, and I think Southampton were quite happy to take the draw. Really, even though we did have a chance right at the end. It kind of wasn't going to be our day.
Yeah.
So you thought, oh, okay, maybe that's rock bottom, sort of, you know, in the rear view window. Mm-hmm. But no, I have to admit, going to Everton, I had very little confidence in us to get a result. And it was the same old shit, wasn't it? It was the same old abject, piss poor performance. You know, there's been a bit in the news, sort of a few comments after about the first goal, Willian, you know, not chasing that, jogging, and it's the same old shit, isn't it? It's Groundhog Day. Nothing changes, you know. We can't blame Zaka because he hasn't been playing, but, you know, the people, the lads that have been playing, it's the same old shit, isn't it? Whether, you know, Aubameyang not playing, you go, okay, maybe, he started with, what was it, Pepe, Willian, and Nketiah.
Yeah.
Maybe Lacazette would be, I don't know. Yeah. Lacazette hasn't exactly set the world on fire. But I can't fathom why Willian is continuing to play. Like, no, he offers nothing.
Yeah.
He has offered absolutely nothing. And it's just, you know, it's coming to the point now where I don't think the club will get rid of Arteta. Mm. I think they'll try and stick with him for the future. I honestly hope they do. Yeah. But, you know, is he big enough? Is he able to turn this club around? You know, is he able to turn around our season?
Well, somebody said he's got three games. He's got, well, I don't think he's going to get judged on the Man City game, which is coming up. Won't get judged on that.
No.
But is it Brighton and West Brom? Yeah. You can't beat Brighton and West Brom. Which in the past, obviously, Brighton proved to be quite a tough nut. So if he loses those games, what do you think? Do you think they'll still continue to support Arteta? It's not that I want him to go, but
well,
I mean,
yeah, Brighton are a team that's below us in the league.
Yeah,
they're on. You know, the only team that's on worse form than us is Sheffield United.
Mm.
Yeah, at the minute. In the last five games, the only team that's got worse form than us is Sheffield United. Would I trust us to beat? You know, you've got Fat Sam, he's in charge of West Brom.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know, we're in a relegation dogfight now. You know, we're 4 points away from Fulham in 18th.
Yeah,
you know, we're under no illusions. You know, we've got West Brom, and we've got Brighton, and we've got Chelsea in the next three games. Obviously, right off Chelsea. They'll turn us over. They'll absolutely turn us over. But we have to get results against West Brom and Brighton. We have to get results. Now, and the thing is, you go to yourself, well, you know, when do they get rid of Arteta? Now, supposedly, you know, you've got the January transfer window. Arteta's not in charge with transfers. It's all up to Edu.
Yeah.
So in a way, I'm quite pleased with that because I think Arteta
got enough on
some of the transfers that we, some of the transfers that we've made. You know, Willian, for example, re-signing Luis haven't been ideal. I think they've been bad mistakes. So, you know, it's Edu will be a bit more in focus for this transfer window. And I think, you know, the whole club from top to bottom, is rotten. You know, you've got three first-timers running that club in Vinay, Arteta and Edu. None of those three know what they're doing. None of those three have done their jobs before. And I don't think, you know, you've got an owner that doesn't really pay much interest. He's left it to his son, Josh Kroenke, who doesn't know what he's doing. And they've employed three people that, you know, first-timers don't know what they're doing. I am concerned that, you know, unless we get someone in with actual football experience, you know, do I think we'll get relegated? No. Do I think it's a possibility? Yes. You know, we're awful. We are absolutely awful. You know, Everton was a joke. It was a joke again. You know, we don't know how to attack. We have no confidence, no ability. Whatever Arteta is doing on the training ground isn't working. And yeah, it's depressing to say, but we're fucked. We are absolutely sort of, I don't know where we go from here. You know, the crazy thing is, right, we are only 12 points off fourth.
Yeah.
So we get a few wins in our, you know, and it's, you know, it's not that far off. Yeah. You know, we get a few wins under our belt and we climb our way up the table. But we are playing like a team that deserves to go down.
At the moment, but that could change. What if Arsenal beats Man City in this, what's it called now?
The meaningless trophy?
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll boost the confidence.
Yeah.
It'll boost the confidence, yeah, sure.
Depends
what players you play, though. But
I mean, it sounds like the way the way he's talking, it sounds like it's very likely to play the kids. That's what it sounds like.
Well, I hope he does.
Yeah.
I hope he does, because they'll be proud to wear the shirt. They'll put some effort in. Because the current crop of shit are not putting effort in. Like, I don't want to see fucking Willian anywhere near. You know, we've got players, we've got young players, you know, put Balogun, give him a game.
Yeah, he deserves.
You know, the only players in that team that I have any sort of pride about, including Gabriel, even with his mistake he made last week.
Yeah.
You've got Leno, who's done all right. Tierney, Gabriel, Partey, and Saka. The rest of them have been, you know, the big players in that team have let Arteta down massively. Yeah, and Arteta, due to mismanagement, has made some bad decisions, and we've discussed them, you know, in detail in previous podcasts.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are at an absolute free fall. We're an absolute free fall. I don't think we'll beat City. I think we'll get absolutely spanked by them. Do I think we'll beat Chelsea? No. Do I think we'll get a result against Brighton away? No. We won't turn up. He'll play the same play. Xhaka will play.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Xhaka will play.
His suspension's over after the Man City game. He can play, which is maybe not good news, in my opinion.
He can play, he will play.
Yeah, seems like that. Seems that's how it is.
He can and he will.
I mean, it's just...
You know, this... Arteta hasn't learned, has he? Arteta came in last year and he had these non-negotiables. You have to run, you have to try hard. And then when you see Willian jogging, you know, the players know that... You know, Arteta's gone against his word now. He's lost the respect of the players. And unless we do a massive fucking clear out, you know, there are some players in that should not be there today. There are some players that should not be in that squad. Ozil and Socrates are two of them.
Mm.
You know, it's the management of this club has been a fucking joke. You know, for the last, you know, the banter years with Wenger, for the last few years with Wenger, and Emery, this club has been in free fall for the last
now we're starting to see this lack of running goes all the way back to Wenger. That's the truth. There were many times in the last few years of Wenger's reign when I thought, are they having a laugh, these players? Particularly when I was at the Emirates watching how little work these players did. I was shocked. And we were, you know, as a team, we were getting played off the park in terms of the running. And some people said to me, yeah, but the running's not that important. But I've always thought, yes, it is. The run. I would put the running as down as far more important than how much possession you've got. Whereas Wenger, you say, oh, we dominated in terms of possession, and the, you know, Arsenal weren't getting great results.
Yeah, and he'd always stick up for the players.
He would. And maybe that was
He'd always stick up for the players. And then when you stick up for these players, when they play shit, it doesn't breed elite performances. It doesn't breed competitiveness. You know, and we have consistently bred inadequacy.
Yeah.
You know, with our transfers, with our style of play, with everything. We're an absolute fucking joke. And it's been on the in the runs for the last few years. You know, everyone talks about Wenger. You know, we were a joke under Wenger. We were not elite those last few years. We were nowhere near it. And, you know, we used to get hammered by Bayern Munich every so often. You know, when we get to Champions League, what's the point of getting in the Champions League when we get beaten in the first round 5-1? You know, and it's set so deep, this inadequacy at this club, that, you know, like, we need, I think, a massive reboot. Like, and, you know, we'll be lucky if we can just stay up this year, get rid of some of the get rid of a massive amount of dross, huge amounts of dross, get rid of Xhaka, get rid of Socrates, get rid of Ozil, get rid of Mustafi, get rid of Luis, get rid of, you know, Chambers, get rid of Ceballos, get rid of Lacazette, get rid of Willian. You know, that's 10, 11 players I've just named there that have consistently not performed for us in however long they've been at the squad. You know,
I think it's a bit harsh on Chambers.
And start
Chambers.
Building.
Chambers, though.
Well, what's he done?
Well, he's always injured. Injured,
but he's not top quality, is he? He's not. Joe, this is the thing. We're allowing inadequacy again. Mm. You know, Rob Holding. You'd say to me, well, he's done all right this year. Yeah, Rob Holding's a player that we were quite happy to let go to Newcastle at the beginning of the season. And then we got all those injuries. We're like, oh, actually, we'll keep you. That's Arsenal. Yeah. That's Arsenal in a nutshell. You know, so, and Rob Holding's been one of our better centre-halves.
Yes, yes.
You know, and you can't blame him for the goal. Can't really blame him for the goal against Everton. But he got muscled off the ball against Calvert-Lewin. He played a proper striker. Calvert-Lewin's a good player who's going to get better. And he got muscled up, he got mugged off all day long. And he got bullied. And that's our centre-half. So, you know, we just don't have quality.
Mm.
Like I said, we don't have the quality. And, you know, we were quite happy to get rid of Rob Holding. But we, you know, I think if Luis got injured, we better keep him. You know, that's Arsenal all over. Complete mismanagement, complete shit show. Like, I'd get rid of Chambers, you know, maybe as a squad player, but... You know, he's probably on overinflated wages because our wage bill's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's Wenger.
You know? Yeah.
Not well, that's just solely Wenger, yeah, but the people around Wenger at the time.
Yeah, largely Wenger, yeah.
It was a lot down to him, as far as I could tell, because he had this philosophy, we've got to pay good wages, and I understand that. I didn't see anything wrong with it when the players are performing, but as soon as they stop performing, then you start looking at the wage bill and thinking, wait a second, these players are not earning their
value for money.
Yeah, and they were not value for money. Even if they came in on low transfer fees, how is that a saving when you're forking out the sort of money that Arsenal are on Ozil
for just 3 year deals? 3 year deals for 32-year-olds.
Yeah, I know.
3 year deals for 32.
And he never was like that.
Yeah, it was Emery that signed. Yeah. It was Emery. Emery's first thing he did was he signed Xhaka to a 5 year deal.
Yeah, that was insane.
Talk about averageness.
He liked five, didn't he?
Talk about sort of.
If you asked him, what's your favourite book? He'd probably say The Famous Five. And then how many captains? Oh, I'll have five. Oh, why don't we slap hands? Well, let's call it Give Me Five.
Yes.
It was just. You know. What was all the five captains about? That was one of the most mental managerial decisions I ever came across, you know, in terms of football.
It's just incompetence. He was a piss poor manager. And it was just that was Ivan Gazidis. But then again, you hired Ivan Gazidis was a bad hire because Wenger hired him.
Yeah,
what sort of club allows you to hire your own boss? Because he was Wenger's boss, but he never said boo to a goose to Wenger.
Apparently,
boo to a goose.
There was talk that the Gazidis wanted Wenger out. I did hear that. And that Gazidis had...
What?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, I know it seemed to us that he never said boo to a goose, or certainly not a goose that had the surname Wenger. But, you know, that's what... I don't remember where I heard it. I heard it probably from one of the guys at the Gooner. I heard that they don't get on. Maybe they did at the very start, but over a period of time...
Yeah.
That's when it started going wrong for Wenger, because he didn't... Well, we've said in the past, once David Dean left, Wenger's empire started to crumble a little bit.
Yeah,
not entirely.
Well, it's a dictatorship as well.
Yeah.
Wenger got his paws in everything, didn't he?
Yeah, really.
Wenger got his paws in everything. Transfers, and it was just like... And Arteta's sort of been allowed. It's like, why was Arteta given...
That promotion, like you mentioned.
Managerial role. Just keep him as a coach.
Yeah, and he's a very good coach,
and now, from
what we can gather. And now he's got too much on.
Yeah.
And now he can't.
Yeah.
I don't really want to say he can't cope, but that's how it looks at the moment with the results the way they are.
Yeah.
And the performances the way they are.
He's struggling.
I mean, what's your view on, because I was reading some people noticed Pepe was not just William. Some people said Pepe, who scored, I know it was only from the penalty spot against Everton, but people were saying that he was... Not people, sorry. Pundits were saying he's not putting any effort in. Did you feel that that's true or not? Did Pepe look like he didn't care? I mean, I've got that
feeling.
That.
Yeah, I get that feeling from a lot of them, though.
Yeah,
you even watch them when they warm up.
Yeah,
when they warm up, they don't look that bothered. You know, they don't look. They don't look. It doesn't look like a happy club.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like a happy club. And you know, we can get rid of the manager, but we've still got the same shit players. They need to sort of, what I would like to see is Kroenke to come in, senior, Stan Kroenke come in, buy out Ozil, buy out, get rid of, get these players moved on. And I think, get rid, thin the wage bill, invest in some, put the... Just to try and survive this summer. You know, you've got a decent core in Leno, Gabriel, Tierney, Partey. Keep Aubameyang, obviously. Yeah, keep Saka. But try and shift on the rest of them. You know, obviously we're going to lose three of our shit centre-halves this year. You know, Mari might be all right. Keep him on.
Yeah.
Maybe, certainly get rid of a few of them. Because there's some absolute dross in that team, and it's just, I can't understand why we insist on continuing to stand by these players, or Arteta continues to insist on them. I'm not looking forward to. I think we'll get stuffed by City, we'll get stuffed by Chelsea, and who knows, we might get a result against one of West Brom or Brighton, but.
But the West Brom game worries me the most. Of the two that really matter, which is West Brom and Brighton, Big Sam's always good at doing a number on Arsenal, and I just can see him setting up in such a way that Arsenal will find him incredibly difficult to break down, and then they're likely to nick a goal. And then what happens?
Yeah.
Lose to West Brom.
Yeah.
That's a disaster. I can see a draw against Brighton. I don't know why. And I can see things going very pear-shaped against West Brom right now. The strange thing is, amongst all of that, and I agree with you, I think Chelsea are clearly going to win that game. But the Man City game, I suppose because it's a Mickey Mouse Cup, it depends on the team City put out. And are they going to be up for it? And are Arsenal going to play a load of youth players? Because a load of playing with have been promoted to the first team now. So he's got loads of youth players. There's a guy heard of. Do you see? There's a guy called Katalin Seryan. I don't know if you
pronounce it like that. I saw it.
And then I had a little glimpse of Aziz playing. Aziz looked pretty good. Miguel Aziz is a midfielder as well. And then Balogun, we've talked about. Ben Cottrell, I haven't seen enough to say anything. And Nicolai Moller is the guy, the target man, the big target man. Who's been compared to, the guy, the top Swedish?
I think City will put out a strong team, though, Joe, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think City, Pep quite likes this trophy. Mm.
It will be. It's not really a walk in the park, clearly, but it's it, just, it, I've got a funny feeling. I've just got a funny feeling. You know when teams do really badly in the league and it's not quite representative of how awful they are. You know, they're slightly better than that league position says. I just think, yeah, I know Arsenal have had a pretty awful league season, but they have been winning in Europa League. And yes, you're right, we've only played against Rapid Vienna and Dundalk and Molde. They're not exactly class outfits, are they? But still, Arsenal had to get, I can't remember who Arsenal beat to get to this stage in this particular tournament. I don't remember who were knocked out. I don't think they were big teams, were they? Do you remember who was before? I'll have to look it up because I don't remember. But the thing is, Arsenal feel like a cup team under Arteta. Because they can, it's only because we won the FA Cup, which to me was a tall order, given the teams that were coming up. So it's just, I have a little bit of optimism against City.
That was last season.
Yeah.
Arteta, this is the thing, we're not a cup team. Yeah. We're not a cup team. Arteta, you know, he marshalled those players and he got the best out of some shit players, right? Last season, he motivated them and they led by example. It's like, if you don't put the effort in, you won't play, right? So the players were professional. They were determined to do well because they thought their place might be taken off them if they don't play well. So they had they had reason to play well. Now they don't. There's no motivation. There's no sort of competition. Because Willian can play as many games as he wants, as dog shit as he wants, and he still plays. So if you're a player, you could go, well, I'm not going to get dropped because Willian hasn't been dropped. And if you're trying to get into the team, you're disheartened because you're like, well, what do I have to do? What does Reece Nelson have to do? What does Maitland Niles have to do? Oh, we'll put him in a cup game against City where they'll no doubt we'll get our fucking asses handed to us. And then Arteta will go, well, we lost against City. I'll stick with Xhaka and Spires in the midfield again. So it's lose-lose.
These kids are as good as... I mean, yeah, I know it's a tall order expecting them to beat City. But if he plays a reasonable side, I'm not sure. If it were me, I'm not sure I'd put Runison in goal. I think I'd stick with Leno. I'd stick Leno in goal. Play a few of the older players, throw a few youngsters in. That's what I would do. And then just see if the way Arteta wants to play involves a lot of energy. So therefore... Maybe I'm starting to agree with you. Maybe the way to go is just field the young players. If they lose in a cup against City, there's no disgrace in that. And that could, in effect, take the handbrake off their mentality and make them just think, well, we might as well go for this because this is our big chance. So I'd stick Balogun in based on what I've seen. I haven't seen, unless you're watching all the reserve games, whatever they're called now, under 23s and under 21s and so on. Unless you've seen those games, you wouldn't have had much chance to see Balogun. But what I've seen of him in the first team, I thought this guy's calm, you know, he's so calm. His calmness personified in the penalty box. And how many players could say that? At his age, he's what, 19 or something?
Yeah, we'll see how he does against City, eh? This is the thing. They have got something to prove, but they have got something to prove. But ultimately, as well, remember, Joe, they're playing against City's best.
Yeah, that's right.
They're playing against top quality professionals. So, having something to prove is all doing well.
Yeah. But Balogun's highly rated. A lot of clubs want him. A lot of clubs want him from what I can. And, you know, we never know.
But he's not the finished article.
No,
is he?
He's not at all.
He's not the finished article.
Lower level, though. I remember watching,
our faith in a kid.
Yeah, it is. It shouldn't happen. It's just that, obviously, Alba is out. He's still got this calf injury. Just after he scores, he gets injured. Unbelievable. So I feel like all the luck in the world is against Arteta as well. I do feel for him. I mean, Pepe can play. So there's still a bit of experience. I wouldn't throw in all the youngsters all at once, but I'd definitely give Balogun a run. Just say... you're going to start this game, and if it's going pear shape, I know it sounds bad taking him off at half time, but I'd consider that if it's not going well. If he was totally out of his depth, which I don't think he would be, I'd just give the guy a chance.
No, that would shatter his confidence as well.
What, taking off?
There's no point destroying a player.
That's the danger with young players. Yeah, but then the other thing is
absolutely destroy his confidence over a meaningless fucking game.
But if you don't start playing, he's going to move. He'll leave. That's well, based on the report.
Well, I'll put him in the league game. Yeah, maybe.
Well, I mean, he's better off. It's better off.
I'm not looking forward to it. I think we'll get our asses handed. I could see it being 4-5. If City put out a decent team, and I think maybe Guardiola might feel sorry for us. Might feel sorry for Arteta, and maybe not put out the strongest team. Because he knows he doesn't have to do much to beat us. Because we've got no creativity. We've got zero chance of scoring. Like, there is no creativity at that squad. And, you know, and we talk about, I don't see where we're going to score. I don't see where we're going to score. Yeah, unless it's a flash of brilliance from one of the few decent players that have played, I don't see where we're going to get goals from. Yeah, and that's what concerns me. You know, again, against Everton, you know, they scored and then they sat back and they said, Arsenal, you have all the possession you want because we know you're not going to score. You know, and it's the same with every team. And, you know, Fat Sam, when we play West Brom, you know, they'll get a goal and they'll sit back and they'll laugh and they'll laugh at Arsenal trying to break them down and fail. And, you know, hopefully we might be able to, if we can shift a few players in the transfer window and maybe get an attacking midfielder in, that'd be great because we need someone, you know.
But we
need to shift on a couple of players. But I can't see that happening either, to be honest with you. I can't see that happening either.
Yeah, we're just going back.
I can't see it.
You know, we were saying about, well, I was saying Arsenal Cup team, you're saying not really. But before that Cup run, do you remember the defeat against Brighton when Guendouzi got kicked out?
I was just looking
back in time. So that was only, I mean, that performance was so awful. It was one of the worst. And then the game before that was a 3-0 defeat, so in the league as well. So the league form wasn't that great going into that Cup final. Just looking at just some of the games, it seemed to me that's when I started having that idea that maybe, because we've seen it, haven't we, in the past, where there are certain teams that just turn it on for the Cup and they can't be bothered to, or whatever the reason is, they just don't produce it in the league. But obviously I didn't want that to happen to Arsenal, but that's probably why I've still got a tiny glimmer of hope in me that Arsenal can turn this around. And you know, some of the league games.
Not a chance, mate.
Do you remember near the end of the season? Defeat against Villa when Villa were about to go down. Do you remember that? And they never went down, partly because Arsenal succumbed. Yeah. Let them win 1-0. I mean, some of the results were pretty poor. But then there were a string of wins as well in the league. So, you know, I can argue it both ways, really. But there was, I mean, the Brighton game particularly sticks in the memory for me. I just thought that the way Arsenal played on that day against Brighton was just shocking, I thought. Even though, and then obviously that was the end for Guendouzi. And this was part of the indiscipline with the red cards. I mean, what would you do if you were a manager to turn that around, to change that?
Not playing. Like, you know, Arteta did this really well when he came in. He made the shirt worth playing for again. Yeah. He made the players want to play for the team. And now he's lost that. He's lost that by letting Willian go on a fucking holiday to Dubai during the international break. You know, all this ill discipline. You know, the sendings off. You know, he bollocks Pepe for that sending off against Leeds. And then Xhaka does the same thing. Doesn't mention it at all. Doesn't bollock him at all. And you know, notice how, as well, and this really annoys me, both Pepe and Gabriel, when they got sent off, apologised straight away. Xhaka still hasn't apologised.
It
boils my blood. It really does. That fucking inadequacy. He still is allowed to play. And when you see him play, and he just makes mistakes. He doesn't care. He's slow, and that's the thing. Arteta needs to go back to making that club worth playing for again. Put some pride in your performances. No pride.
The thing with Granit Xhaka,
like I said, sack him all off. Sack them all off. I don't understand this loyalty that he's shown. I don't understand what people see in Xhaka. Like, I can't. There's three or four managers now he's managed to hoodwink.
Yeah.
And like, he's just so average.
And the funny thing is, normally, you know when the fans are all saying,
the death of the manager.
When the fans are all saying, oh, this guy's not cutting it, he needs to go. And then usually the pundits will say, no, this guy's got a bit about him. I can see why the manager plays him. But not in this case. Literally, it's unanimous. Every fan pretty much, although I did get into a bit of a row online once with a fan who said, you're wrong about Xhaka. He's got something. And I said, well, can you just explain what that is? Because I'm still trying to work it out. It's turned into a blazing row. Yeah. But
yeah,
so
if he's
somebody,
the answer, then what's the fucking question?
We're asking the wrong questions if he's the answer, because I just don't, you know, as I've said many times before, I don't see him as the worst player that Arsenal ever had, but he's sort of the reverse of Cantona for Man U. And I didn't like Cantona as a footballer, by the way, but he was a catalyst for Man U, and it resulted in trophies. Bringing in Xhaka, to me, felt like the reverse. There's something about him, and I can't really put my finger on it, what it is. I mean, it didn't help with his little episode when he
poor attitude.
Up. Yeah, the attitude. And then, as you said, it's catching.
Poor attitude.
It's contagious. It's
slow.
Spreading everywhere.
Lack of ability.
Yeah, and he hasn't.
Yeah.
He's got some ability, but it has no impact. Whatever ability he's got, I don't see the impact of it. He's not that defensive, so he doesn't defend that well. He doesn't attack very well at all. He has the occasional good shot from a million miles away and hits a target occasionally, very, very occasionally. Aside from that, his attitude's awful. He can't tackle, and he's liable to get sent off or yellow carded and gives away silly free kicks.
Yeah.
There's just an endless amount of things that I could say that I don't like about him. But the number one thing at the moment, it's starting to become personal, is he just won't apologise. He won't apologise for the things he's done wrong. And I find that unbelievable.
I guarantee you, Joe.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, right? He'll miss tonight, won't he? He'll miss tonight because he's still suspended. This is the last. I fucking guarantee you, both him and Willian will play against Chelsea on Boxing Day. Mark my words, 100%.
I'm dreading that game.
Agents of averageness. Yeah,
that game,
those agents of averageness. Will both of them will play, and we'll get turned over, and it'll be more of the same. And I think Arteta, I think he should go. Honestly, I think I don't want him to go because I really wanted him to succeed.
Mm.
But I think he's not learning from his mistakes. And would you, maybe you've got a new manager in for the January transfer? I don't know. I can just guarantee it. I just know it's going to happen, and it's going to break my heart.
Mine.
To watch that fucking dross again. Watch Willian saunter around like he doesn't give a fuck. Watch Pepe not make much effort. Watch Lacazette miss chances. All of that. Watch Xhaka give away stupid free kicks and ultimately cost us a game. All of these things. It'll just be like same old fucking Arsenal. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed in the last 2 months. We've been dreadful all season from an attacking standpoint.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed. And I don't think, I am really worried about this club. I'm really worried because I don't think Arteta knows how to fix the problem. The only solution I can see is get an attacking midfielder in, a bit of creativity, and get rid of some of the poison in the club and drop some of those players. But I don't see Arteta doing that. And there has to come a point in time when you go, right, you're not learning from your mistakes, you need to go.
So when is that point in time? I mean, let's look at the results.
I don't know.
The game's coming up. So like you said, got City, first of all, not expected to win that. And if Arsenal win that, it's a bonus. So no pressure. For once, that's why I'm saying I'm not saying about Chelsea. I don't see that as a win. I don't even see it as a draw. I see that as a defeat.
City will spank us, Joe.
You're probably right.
Lofty dream out your head.
I can't. I still partly I feel like I'm going to stay up for that one, but I don't know if I feel awake enough. But I've just got this little glimmer of hope.
Don't waste your sleep, mate.
Yeah, I know. I need my sleep. But anyway, so Chelsea, I will watch that. But, yeah, I'm only seeing that going. So pear-shaped, it'll be another fruit. It won't be a pear. And then the next one, Brighton.
Yeah.
I don't see anything coming out of that. Because even when Arsenal were on form, like I was saying, when I was looking, that game against Brighton, that 2-1 defeat, sticks in the craw, that one. And I can see that's going to be reversed again.
They're in shit form as well.
Yeah.
No, I agree. What will happen is, here's what I think. We'll get absolutely spanked by Chelsea. We'll get absolutely turned over by Chelsea. They'll sense blood and they'll absolutely annihilate us. And we'll lose 3-4-0, right? And then against Brighton and against West Brom, we'll lose 2-0, 1-0.
Yeah, it'll only be a goal.
Maybe get a draw.
It'll be a goal.
Yeah.
As I said, with Brighton, I mean,
because they're not that good.
They're not that good.
They'll beat us, but not by a goal. And again,
yeah, it could be even a draw on a good day. A draw on a good day. And West Brom, I've got a really bad feeling.
How bad is that, though? A draw on a good day. That's how far we've fallen.
I know. So, based on that then, so the next game after that is a cup game at home to Newcastle. So, would you pull the trigger on the 3rd of January, well, you know, 2nd of January in the UK. But 2nd of January, West Brom beat Arsenal. Would you say, right, enough's enough. We love you, Mikel, but it's adios, amigo. Would you do that? Based on no
if the results go as how
defeats.
I say they will.
So, I mean, because it's not impossible. It's going to be 4 defeats. Because even me, in my heart of hearts, I have this feeling Arsenal are going to beat Man City. It's mental. It doesn't make any sense. I've just got this feeling. I've got none of that feeling for the league form. Because I just think in the league, the form.
You said that you had that same feeling when we played Spurs, mate.
Yeah, I know. And it's totally wrong, obviously. I can't deny it. But it's, I don't know, it's just a cup. It's because I've seen teams with relegation form win games in the cup and then go back to their relegation form when they go back to the league. I've seen it. I'm not talking about Arsenal. I'm talking about multiple teams that I've seen over the years. And you go, they're definitely going to lose and it's a cup game. And they, for some reason, they perform in a different way because they feel less pressure. They won't feel under pressure against City, will they? Let's be honest. Even if the experienced players play, which a lot of them may well do against City, they're not going to be under the same amount of scrutiny playing in the cup that we can't remember the name of. Well, I think you can, but I struggle. You know that cup?
Very well.
Yeah, that's the one. See what I mean? How much pressure is it?
My mate's bird's dad owns it.
Oh, okay. Well, I better apologise for saying that.
It's Thai, isn't it? It's Thai.
Yeah.
Caraval's a brand.
It's a brand, yeah.
And one of the lads I play football with, he's married to the one of the daughters. That's why I remember it.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, apologies if he gets to listen to that. I didn't mean it in a disrespectful way. You're arching your eyes.
He knows as well that it's not exactly the most marketable name.
It's just the problem is, because it's changed names so many times, that's part of it. And it's, you know, we know it as a League Cup. Why not keep reading about it?
I don't think he cares, honestly.
You don't think what?
I seriously doubt he's listening anyway.
I've got a strong feeling as well, because I don't think we're sort of besieged by listeners tonight. It doesn't look like anybody's. Well, it's a December thing. We're only getting near Christmas. It's just, I remember from my website days, you know, the figures would fall away. Yeah. And they sort of return in January when the transfer window's open, because that's what everybody's waiting for really now. And on that note, what do you think Arsenal are going to do? Sounds like they're going to try to do something, but what is something? How many players and who are they? I mean, I guess we don't know the answer.
Well, they need to get rid of some, don't they? Yeah. This is the thing. It's can they shift? I'd be tempted to sort of maybe see if we can get a couple of players on loan. You know, but we've got, yeah, can we shift any of that fucking dross that we have? I don't think we're going to be able to. I think it's going to be quite limited. You know, we have more players that can't play. You know, maybe. I did read something, and this was just wishful thinking by me. Read something, we're supposed to be in for Ericsson, which I'm not a big fan of.
No,
I don't think, yeah, Ericsson exactly has exactly. But they said that they'd take either Xhaka or Ceballos off our hands. And I liked the sound of that when I saw that. I would love it if they took Xhaka off our hands. That'd be a fucking godsend.
Yeah, but
I think that's just me dreaming. That is wishful thinking right there. But, we need a creative player, don't we?
Yeah.
We need a 10. We need someone, because he's not going to play Ozil. And we can talk about that until the cows come home, but wrong, yeah. We didn't. So I think, yeah, he needs a 10.
And this guy is... The guy with the sort of Polish-sounding name, Zobozlai.
He's gone.
He's
gone to Leipzig, I think.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We missed the boat on that.
They're still talking about him, though. Even today, they're talking about him.
Those agents that's in the know, Romano, Fabrizio Romano, called it last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I saw that as well. So I was a little surprised when I saw today that David Ornstein is saying that that's still a possibility. Because I thought he was a bit of a transfer guru as far as journalists are concerned. But
yeah, he normally is.
He normally is. But yeah, it doesn't sound too good, does it? Because when you think about how the squad is, two players can't even be registered because there are too many.
One transfer when there's going to turn our season around, is it?
No, I mean, they need a proper transfer window in the summer when they need
a technical director that knows a director of football that knows what he's doing, because the lads in charge of our club do not know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with. I'm trying.
That club needs a shake up from top to bottom, because Vinay, Edu, and Arteta do not know what they're doing. You know, Kroenke needs to get involved. They need to hire someone who knows how to run a football club.
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted, because I'm not sure how long we're going to do it this time with our lack of listeners. We're just listening to ourselves at the moment. Obviously, people will listen later. I know that. But where are our live listeners? They've deserted the calls. I don't know what's going on. But I do want to ask you this, because I mean, it's quite hard to find anything amusing, and this is only amusing in a really dark way. But did you see the quotation from Arteta when he said, there are two types of people, fighters and victims? Did you see that? He said, you need fighters, and you don't want any victims. So I thought we'd run through the squad. You remember, like we said, sell or keep? I thought we'd run through the squad, or those that I can remember, and we would just say, fighter, victim, or we don't really know. So we should just do that.
It'd be the same response as buy or sell, mate.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Same answer.
Pretty much. But it could involve, but the contracts are all so messed up anyway. I see what you mean, because, I'm trying to think, is there anybody that we wanted to keep who's a victim? I'm guessing not really. I'm trying to look through the list. And what about Martinelli coming back? Surely that's something. That's a light on the horizon, maybe.
Again, we're putting all our faith in a young lad who's just come back from injury. That's not healthy, is it? Will he make a difference? Yeah, I do think he will. Obviously, he'll have to share his time with Willian, though, won't he? Because Willian can't be dropped. Yeah, it'd be nice for him to. I'm looking forward to seeing him play again.
Yeah, he's been out such a long time. It's going to take him a really long time to get back into his stride. To be honest, I don't hold out an awful lot of hope that he's going to turn things around. Not immediately, anyway. It's going to need, who knows, a few weeks before. If I'm not expecting any Martinelli goals for certainly not this calendar year, what's left of it. Before you go then, just give me your predicted lineup against City, a predicted score, and I guess we'll call it a day. So who's he going to play in goal, Runnison or Leno, who do you think?
Probably Runnison.
Yeah, me personally, I wouldn't, but yeah, he could, it's hard to say. I'd put Leno in goal for that. And right back's going to be Suarez, do you think?
I would guess so, yeah.
Yeah. And centre backs?
Yeah, Suarez. He loves Krusty the Clown, doesn't he? Probably put that fucking Joker in. maybe Mari to give him a bit more game time.
Oh, yeah, because he hasn't really been playing, has he, Mari? So, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's played for the, what is it, under-23s. Do you think he'll play Holding or give him a rest? Mustafi, do you think he'll play Mustafi? Now I'm starting to want to change my prediction.
Mate, I don't know, but I'm honestly happy about the fact that I'm 8 hours ahead of the UK, and so I'll be asleep. Wow. And there'll be a small moment tomorrow morning when I wake up, and I won't know. No, I won't know that Arsenal have played, and then I'll remember that Arsenal have played, and then I'll check the result. Yeah. I'll watch it live, so I've got this app on my phone where I can watch the highlights, and I don't know the score, so I can watch it live, just like on Match of the Day.
Yeah.
So I can watch it live, and then I'll be disappointed, and then I'll go, do you know what? Fuck it, I'm going on holiday. I'm not really thinking too much about it. Who knows what Arteta is going to do? Arteta hasn't really said much about the team he's going to play, as he normally keeps his cards quite close to his chest with regards to it. I would personally like him to play the kids just to give him that experience. Who knows, mate? Like, who knows? Like, it's such a miserable time at the minute.
Really miserable, yeah. And when I think back to... I'm always reluctant to play loads and loads of kids in a game. It's just because things have got so awful, I don't really see what could be lost. But morale could be lost for them as well, as I think you've said. Do you remember that Man U game many years ago when, what was it? Did they score 8 or something ridiculous? How many was it?
We lost 8-2.
That one. Because I thought that killed, who was it? The guy we used to call him, the Gooner, a lot of them called him the Corporal, Jenkinson. That was not a good game for Jenkinson to play in, for example. And there were a few other young players thrown in. That's what it felt like. It felt like it was a makeshift team.
Yeah, completely destroyed.
Yeah, it wasn't wasn't good for East development. Yeah, not at all.
It was, but that was piss poor management again, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was.
That was Wenger. Yeah. Well, and not just management by Wenger, although Wenger was the club technically. It was just piss poor management again. Where we had players like that making debuts at Old Trafford.
Yeah, I know. It was one of the most insane things.
Shocking, isn't it?
I mean, I never predicted they'd score 8, obviously. Who's gonna predict that? But no, it was just, I was so shocked. I remember that season. That was the season when Arteta came in, wasn't it? After that defeat, he came in with Mertesacker and a bunch of other players, most of whom didn't really do that well. But it was good. But it was a lot, but too late. Not a little bit too late. It was a lot too late. Bringing in five players on transfer deadline day. And up until then, Wenger said, no, we don't need to buy anyone. And everybody knew that. It was so necessary.
Stubborn thing.
Yeah. And that was... So when I look at Arteta compared to that, even though he's had this terrible run, I haven't given up the faith yet. But at the same time, there comes a time when you've got to say enough's enough. What else? And bringing in... bringing in someone...
Would you trust him with transfers? This is the thing. Would you trust him with transfers at the minute? Based on the last couple of transfers? I wouldn't trust Edu with transfers.
I would, yeah.
The only good thing about giving Edu...
That's the issue.
The only good thing about giving Edu transfers is if, because it's all on Edu's plate now.
Yeah.
If Edu has a fucking stinker and he gets some shit transfers in, he'll probably be out of a job.
Yeah, I think so. Because it seems putting it down. You know, obviously you've been canning Willian, and it's very hard for me to support how he's played as an Arsenal player because he's basically played games in terms of having his name on the team sheet, but doesn't seem to turn up on the pitch by all accounts. I look at him and I can't defend him. I can't. But then part of me says, why are so many Brazilian players? Is it anything to do with Edu? What are your thoughts on that? Do you think it's down to Edu?
Super agent, isn't it? It's not, you know, this is, I can't remember which player it was, but one of the players got announced at the super agent's house.
Oh my God.
I don't think it's a Brazilian thing. I think it's a super agent thing. Kia, whatever his name is,
has
wormed his way into his club with Raul and whatever, and we are getting fucking dross in. we are getting absolute shite in. And I think that's, you know, I can't remember what player it was, but one of those players got announced at the super agent's house. Well, that tells you everything you need to know about Arsenal at the minute. You know, and Wenger was always anti these big agents, and you can kind of understand why when you see, look at the damage. You know, Wenger fucked up that club in his own special way.
Yeah, did
but it. Now we've been fucked over by Kia or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't trust Arteta with the transfers. I wouldn't trust Edu with the transfers, if I'm being brutally honest. But the only good thing about giving Edu the transfers is, like I said, if he fucks up with this and we get some stinkers in, then you think, right, that'll probably be his last. Yeah. You know, because the club was quite quick to fire. You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, we're off for a couple of weeks, aren't we?
Okay.
You know, all of our listeners.
Yeah.
We'll have to do this in a...
They've already done a runner. They'll be back. I have no doubt they'll be back in January. So when is going to be the next See You Next Tuesday Society session?
Let's say the 5th of January.
5th of January. That's got to be a Tuesday, right? Is it a Tuesday?
Yes.
It is a Tuesday. Yeah, all right. That's nice and easy for everyone to remember. So we're not called See You Next Tuesday the See You Next Tuesday Society for nothing. So that kind of proves it, I suppose. So, I think...
It's not just clever wordplay.
No, not at all. When have we ever done that?
Not even clever wordplay.
We are trying, which is more than we can say for some of the players. But, you know, hopefully they're going to turn all this around. And next time when we meet up again on the 5th of January, it's going to be a totally different situation. There'll be all these multi-million pounds. Full of that. Messi will be an Arsenal player. Don't quote me on that, but got to say something to him. So see you the 5th of January. See you next Tuesday.